Phoenix 98 FM, it's Club Cold Shadow. Goes to Fuji's Three Masons. Killing Me Softly, remixed by this man, Richard Cutmore. Hi, Richard.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Yeah, not bad. You getting us okay there on the phone?
Yeah, it's all good. I can hear you.
Oh, that's good. It's got a bit quiet at my end. Just bear with us 1 minute. Think that's better.
Hello.
Yeah, all good now, all good. So, before we spoke and you were on hold, you were saying that brings back memories for you then, the Fuji's
track.
Yeah,
it brings back the good old days. Obviously, I started off doing all the mashups, bootlegs, before I got into kind of doing the productions professionally. So, I hadn't heard that one in a while, actually, so dug that one out of the archives. I'm impressed.
And it was probably the first time I met yourself when I was playing at... we were playing together at Watts... Is an element now Baker's Bar? Well, was is
yeah.
now element was Baker's Bar back in about
yeah.
5 years ago, I think it was.
Yeah.
And that's one you gave me. So, what? How did you get into remixing music then, and especially with the bootlegs back then?
Well, I mean, I've always had a passion for music. I started off kind of doing a DJ and I just kind of started doing mashups really, and bootlegs and posting them online. I used to go out to all the clubs in Essex and give CDs of all my mashups and bootlegs. And I remember the first club actually that played one of my mashups was Duke in Chelmsford.
Right.
I gave the guy like a CD. I used to go there Monday night, student night every week, and I sort of turned up the next week and they played one of the mashups there.
Brilliant.
And so I sort of went up to the DJs and thanked them. And then I kind of got introduced to a local level to a few of the other clubs and the DJ and Essex. And then it was just kind of posting my stuff online, really. I kind of built a bit of a following. But then I noticed that as much as I was getting a following for doing the mashups, I nearly had one of them released.
Really?
It was a Justin Timberlake one I did as a sexy back.
Right, and you...
remember that? Is it H2O featuring Billy song?
I think it was, yeah. What, did that get a release then?
It nearly did. I just posted it out online, and like a few weeks later, I actually had a message from his A&R label saying that they loved the mix, they wanted to release it, but they didn't realise that it contained a sample. They didn't know it was a mashup. They thought it was like a mix. So because of that, obviously of all the constraints of the samples and all that sort of stuff, back then I didn't really have all the equipment kind of professionally enough to do my own kind of mix, and I kind of lost it really. But I think it was from there I thought, well, I must have something. So that kind of gave me the buzz then to kind of invest in all the equipment. And I've always been trained classically as well, kind of playing. So I just kind of then started to build up a following again, doing my own remixes.
Right, and so then, you're obviously... Now you got a signing with Rough Loaders. Lift off, yeah.
That's the one. Yeah, quite exciting. We're on the same management actually. It's one of us signed under Matt Waterhouse. So we've worked on a couple of projects together before. He'd always kind of been a fan of like my piano playing, like in my remixes, like the musicality side of things. And I've always been a fan of his mixes, especially with his bass lines and beats. So we kind of thought, why don't we put both of them together? And so we come up with this. But the reaction so far has been amazing. It's been really, really good.
Good. And have you got a vocal on it yet at all? Because I've only got the instrumental myself.
Everyone's saying that at the moment from all the feedback that we've had. So we are working on that at the moment. I can't really say too much at the moment. But
can you tell me who? Who's going to do the vocal?
I can't say, no, okay. It's all under wraps, but fingers crossed, it should be good. So, it's just been like, amazing reaction so far from the DJ, so massive thanks to everyone that's been supporting it.
Yeah.
It's been brilliant.
We'll get that on before you go, but who else have you remixed for, other artists, remixing you done?
Ooh, quite a few. I suppose probably Mariah Carey, that was a pretty big one, did her track, I Wanna Know What Love Is. Rihanna,
right.
Remix for Michael Bublé. Macy Gray, I've done a couple of mixes for her, they're probably the most successful for her in the US. Michael Bublé. I'm just working on a mix for Chipmunk's next song, which
really?
Is featuring Trey Songz, which is really exciting actually.
And is it it's all sort of dance stuff, is it? Richard?
Yeah, mainly house stuff. I mean, I've done an experiment of other styles. I'm sure if you look at my YouTube, and I've done a few kind of urban mixes as well. I did an urban mix of Beyonce, and did another urban mix of a Mariah Carey track as well. I even experimented doing a bit of a drum and bass mix for a Canaan track. with a guy from Maroon 5. But yeah, mainly it's kind of house music. But I mean, I'm into all kinds of music. I love an eclectic, and I think that kind of helps really. I hate to kind of just be focused on one particular style, but definitely house music is my main kind of genre what I produce.
Yeah, any particular artist you haven't worked with yet, or someone you'd like to work with?
Definitely Danny Harrison, Mono Blanco.
Yes.
We were going to be working on a project together, so fingers crossed, hopefully at some point we can still work on something together. That'll be wicked.
What about any like vocalists?
Love Amanda Wilson. She's amazing to work with, actually. I think some of her tracks, especially that like Seek Romance, and the Freemasons she does, that kind of stuff is really good. And Catherine Ellis as well.
She's
Freemasons. Really, I like that kind of powerful diva voice as well, I think. So she'd be a good vocalist to work for as well.
Obviously, there's loads of DJs, producers out there, especially a lot of producers sort of the last sort of, I suppose, 4 or 5 years, and there's lots of software available to do it now. So what sort of tools do you use, like hardware and software-wise?
I use loads. I mean, the main tool for sequencing is Ableton Live. That's what I use to kind of put together all of the sounds from the pot. There's various other programs like Logic Pro I use as well. There's some bits from Pro Tools. So I've kind of got most of them, and I pick out the best elements of each one. And then kind of put them all together. But Ableton Live, definitely for me, has been the most kind of fun to use. It's easy to use stuff on the fly. And I've always loved using it mainly. So that's my main software I use.
What about, what gives it like the official Cutmore stamp of approval then, that it's your remix? Would you, is there something you apply to your remix to make it personal to you and not too similar to someone else?
I guess for me, what most of kind of the reactions from my supporters and fans has probably been the old Cutmore piano.
I
feel like a bit of the old piano in there. So I think maybe probably because of my classical intuition, I guess, and because I've always kind of played a lot of my tracks, the musicality of it, I think that probably stands out. But definitely I think that kind of piano house classic style, I think that's what kind of makes me stand out probably. And when people listen to it, they think, oh yeah, that's a Cutmore mix.
Do you have any favourite sort of drums in your music, in your productions? Any sort of favourite Toby drum or bass drum or anything?
I think it is definitely a lot of the tracks nowadays, it is all about having a good kick to it really, having making sure you have a good kick drum that stands out. So sort of a lot of the kind of drums programs that I use, there's like these Vengeance, they're a wicked company, they do amazing drum effects, so I use a lot of stuff from them actually to do the drums. But yeah, definitely I think having a good old kick drum in there to kind of help drive the track, I think that's really important nowadays.
Cool. So apart from the vocal of Lift Off, any other sort of DJ work in the pipeline coming up this year?
I'd love to visit the US. That's where I've had a lot of my success. So I'm hoping to visit there at some point at the end of this year. I'm DJing at Mansion at the moment in Southend on Friday.
That's right.
Pretty well.
Yeah, going good?
Yeah, it's going pretty well. But yeah, definitely, I think ultimately, I'd love to visit the US and do some gigs out there, maybe tour some other countries and stuff in the pipeline. That would be amazing.
Okay, sounds good. So I'll only leave it to you now to introduce your track, Richard.
Cheers, Dan. No worries. Okay, this is Lift Off on Phoenix FM.